Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 2nd, 2024. All the nation involved in the spiritual war. Internal war and external war are both parts of one single whole. Each spiritual root must clothe in a corporeal branch. It seems that the spiritual root has already touched the corporeal branch and the nation of Israel has already conquered the land of Israel. Why is there a war again? The point is that the root and the branch must completely grow into each other and exert mutual influence. The root comes in a form that is completely inappropriate for the branch. It must receive a restriction, a screen, and reflected light in order to gradually clothe in the corporeal branch. War is always caused by a mismatch between the branch and the root. The war that is going on now is the war for the conquest of the land of Israel described in the Torah. This is a process that takes time. We need to internally accept it, agree with the upper government, and believe in salvation. Only with the help of the army, the force acting from below, and the force of the Creator from above can we build ourselves in the correct form and win. We have no other forces than these two. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, are truly a holy army. In Israel, it is customary to treat the army with sacred respect. But in the Israeli army there really is a spiritual force that raises the people of Israel to the level of the Creator. Even soldiers who are far from studying the Torah and mitzvot are eventually included in this system that leads us all to the holiness of the Creator. That is, they, perhaps without knowing it, are waging a spiritual war in Gaza. And everyone's duty is to support them with everything possible. It means not just material support, but connecting our hearts, and from our common heart to help them succeed in everything they are doing. And thus, the entire nation will be involved in this spiritual war. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson December 21, 2023. Writing of Rabash, and it shall come to pass when you come to the land that the Lord your God gives you. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, has the exile of the people of Israel ended or was it just a dream? Physically, we inhabit the land of Israel, having returned after 2 millennia, yet spiritually, there lingers a sense of absence. Exile. A state where the presence of the upper force of love and bestowal eludes us, leaves us without complete security or a clear path, it obscures both our path and our destination. In his article, What Is, When Israel Are in Exile, the Shehinah is with them, in the work. Kabbalist Baruch Ashlag, Rabash, begins with an excerpt from the Megillah illustrating the Creator's deep love for Israel, akin to a king with an only son who errs before him. Despite past transgressions, the king, rather than banishing the son, chooses to go into exile alongside him, a testament to unwavering companionship. Come and see how fond is the Creator of Israel, wherever they exile. The Shehinah, divinity, is with them, as was said, and the Lord your God returned from your captivity. It did not say, will return, but rather returned, showing that the Creator returns with them from the exiles. Feeling the void left by the upper force among us paradoxically forms our connection with that force. It is written that the Creator, the upper force of love and bestowal, descends into exile with us. When we sense the absence of this force, it means that it is already present. That is, it makes us aware of its non-existence in our current state. It actually never truly departs or alters its stance toward us. But we ourselves fluctuate, drifting further away or drawing nearer. Exile befalls us when we let our self-centered nature run our lives, that is, when we adopt a culture of cutthroat competition, respecting wealth and materialistic status, and also dividing ourselves into factions and holding disdain for one another. Such qualities stand in stark contrast to those of the upper force, love and bestowal, and they ultimately operate in order to lead us to a feeling of being exiled from a harmonious state with attitudes of love and bestowal in the midst of our relations, and to draw closer together in order to reach such a state. Those who feel their lives in this exile can first find solace in that they have diagnosed their state correctly, while simultaneously feeling the pain of drifting apart. These mixed emotions possess the potential to drive the many diverse parts of our nation to unite, and to establish through our unity a connection with the Creator. They grant us the strength to care for our people as nurturing parents, cultivating ties that bind us, enabling our collective emergence from exile. At the Gates of Tears. Question. You said that a 10 can open any gate in spirituality. Which ones exactly? Answer, there are many gates that we have to go through, but the most important gate is the Gate of Tears. When a person has no strength left to turn to the Creator and is convinced that he is a loser and nothing will help him, then he bursts into tears and the Creator opens the gates to him. Everyone who comes closer to him passes through this gate. Question. What should you ask him at the moment when you really see that you are a failure? Answer, explore what you need, and ask for it. Question, but what about the quality of bestowal? We are studying that we should ask precisely for it. Answer, but if you don't have any impulse for that, then what are you going to ask for? Question, is it important to just ask for what you lack, or to ask to be in connection with the Creator? Answer, it depends on what you choose. Don't make me choose for you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 24, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam. My soul shall weep in secret. 1. The never-ending war. Question. You said that war ends when its purpose is realized. What kind of purpose can a war have and who sets it? Answer, the war ends in Gemar Tikkun, final correction. But this is not a war we fight with weapons, it is a confrontation between the forces of bestowal and the forces of reception. Therefore, we can say that the war has been going on constantly since the creation of the world until Gemar Tikkun. Question. Does conquering the land of Israel mean mastering a specific desire, or can any desire be made the land of Israel? Answer, the land of Israel does not exist just like that. When past desires with the intention for one's own sake, under the influence of coming closer to the Creator, become desires for the sake of the Creator, they are called conquests of the land of Israel. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 21, 2023. Writing of Rabash. And it shall come to pass when you come to the land that the Lord your God gives you. War shortens the time for correction. Of course, our duty in the corporeal world is to protect ourselves and, as commanded, to kill one who is trying to kill us. But we must understand that by doing this we are only buying ourselves a short delay for the correction of our souls, which is entrusted to us. However, a soldier of the Israeli army who is at war should not fear that if he dies, he will not be able to complete his final correction. War is arranged in such a way that if he is destined to die, it means that he has already completed his correction. This correction affects not only those who were killed or injured, but all the circles around them, family, friends, and acquaintances who experience this trauma. Desires, thoughts, and actions caused by the tragic event of the death of soldiers correct the thoughts of their loved ones, the entire nation, and all humanity. After all souls are, in essence, one soul, and through the mutual inclusion of souls, they influence everyone. There is a big difference between dying from a natural disaster like an earthquake and dying as a soldier in war. An earthquake is caused by the inanimate level, and death in battle is caused by the human level, and the difference in the correction of souls is enormous. War comes to shake people up and shorten their time of correction. After the war, thoughts and relationships are usually renewed. Therefore, Until the end of correction, it is impossible to completely avoid wars, and history continues. The purpose of war is to awaken a new response in desire so that with new desires, with the experience of war, people acquire the ability to make decisions that are closer to the final correction. In the end, only the Creator always wins in war, because in the end we are convinced that we cannot have any victory unless we unite and receive power from above. All our perfection and peace lie only in the Creator. The Creator wants us to understand that only the unity of the people of Israel without any borders will help us save ourselves and the whole world from the abyss into which we are all gradually sliding. Therefore, let us be strong in spirit, let us not cry, and, as they say, let us meet the coming day with a new song in our hearts. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 21, 2023. Writing of Rabash. And it shall come to pass when you come to the land that the Lord your God gives you. Trade in spirituality. Question: is there trade in spirituality? After all, one can buy kelim of bestowal, for example, for oneself through effort. Answer: of course. Egoism says that the whole body belongs to it, and the whole person belongs to it. And it is right. We start with the fact that we are complete egoists. Then we fight with this. We are doing certain spiritual work. An effort is an action against our egoism. By purifying ourselves of the ego, we buy ourselves a spiritual degree. Over and over again. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 19, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. She is like merchant ships. The embraced country. Question: let's talk about Israel today. Our youth has matured a lot lately. There are many dead, many lost friends, many in the army. Those who are not in the army help in any way they can. Today, especially among young people, there is a feeling that it is good to be united, not only for young people, but for everyone. This is a good state. There are already talks that when the war is over and everyone will return home, it is our youth who will want to build a new country based on this sense of unity. How can we not lose this hope? At least the hope that they will return with this feeling. Answer: to do this, you need to be fed from our Kabbalistic sources all the time, because they say how necessary it is, how true it is always, and that you have no other way. If you don't hold on to unity, then it disappears and troubles come. Question: if I don't hold on to unity, then troubles come, is it good if this formula enters into a person and he lives with it? Answer: of course. Comment: but it is still based on fear. My response: it doesn't matter, it's good. A person has to hold on to it. Man is an egoist. He must constantly understand that if he does not hold on to others, and so each one onto everyone else, then we will not survive. Question: where is the protection from above that we are talking about here, from the upper force? Answer: to the extent that we protect ourselves, the Creator protects us. Question: what does it mean to protect ourselves? Answer: whatever we think about our unity, about supporting, saving each other, and so on, then we will be provided with the same support from above. Question: how can we inspire our people, the Israelis, with this? Answer: it is said in our sources, in everything, if a person is not for others, then there is no protection from above. Question: so, I have to be for others all the time. And everyone should have this thought. Now we watch, impressed by how the men hug before the fight and go into battle, that is how united they are. Could it be a symbol of such a state, an embracing country? Answer: yes. Question: do you believe that this is possible? Answer: it is possible, but it depends on how much people understand that they won't survive without it. If we don't start living like this, then nature will destroy us. Question: what do you call nature in this case? Answer: our ego. It is going to destroy us. Question: in the form of these enemies that are coming? Answer: it is us who invent our enemies, not that they exist on their own. We invite them. Comment: we invite them, but they exist. Here they are, visible. My response: and you create them by your lack of unity. Question: so, it's like some kind of spirits? Answer: yes. That's the way to see them. Only our unity, only the responsibility of everyone for each other will save us. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 16, 2023. A guarantee you will reach the goal. Question: we seem to be working hard in the 10. We constantly pray, but I understand that I cannot grasp this truth because of the lack of time that corporeal life takes away and because of the large volume of source materials, and our lack of proper efforts and limited abilities. What should one do when there is such dissatisfaction? Answer: stop beating yourself up. You need to be satisfied with what you are in, that the next step is always revealed to you, that the Creator loves you, the Teacher loves you, everyone loves you, and this is a guarantee that you will reach the goal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 15, 2023. Writings of Baha Sulam in the Place Where You Find His Greatness. Work on texts. Question: sometimes it feels like you are drowning in spiritual information. What is the best thing to do? Should you try to figure out every word, thread this knowledge letter after letter, or stick to your den like a fetus to the uterus and look for the source of light in it? Answer: in principle, both ways are good. Just don't mix it up so that you don't get in a mess. I think first you just need to parse the text well so that you have the right internal associations with the words of the text. After it gets inside, chew it well and swallow it. After that, you can continue to parse it at the next stage. Question: what if the text is rejected and you cannot accept it, then what should you do? Answer: that is not good. Indeed, the text is rejected, but we still have to chew it and swallow it, otherwise we will not move further. There are some texts that have to go through us like this, hard. I understand you, but there is no escaping this, you have to work on them. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 18, 2023. Writings of Baha Sulam: the difference between faith and intellect.